Are you real? Am I real? Ask yourself, what is real anyway? We are going to be talking about a topic that has been gaining popularity over the last couple of years.
And Santa Claus.
Nope. With the rise of advancing AI technology, it's becoming harder and harder to tell what is real from what is not. And with popular movies like The Matrix and popular idiots like Elon Musk or Logan Paul, the concept of the Matrix or a simulation has become more and more widely known. In this video, I am going to dive into the evidence that will leave you wondering if the world experience that you live in is real or crafted by someone or something. So get ready to question reality, because we're doing a deep dive and explore the possibility of, are we living in a simulation?
Or has it all been crafted by Santa Claus? If you think about it, like everything you say throughout this episode, you could be also talking about Santa Claus.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Queer Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Carbon.
And I'm Emily. Today's the second volume of the edible episode. Except this time I decided not to do an edible. Gasps. Shocking. On the edible episode? Emily, what the heck? It's okay. I'm still on the green. The great news is I'm wearing a sweater that is like down past my kneecaps. I'm 5'9". This is a really big sweater. So we're comfy cozy. I hope you folks at home get wrapped up in a comfy cozy little sweater as well. Let's get this party started.
Hear about Santa Claus. You just look like a big pink Teletubby.
Yeah.
So I have prepared for you a plethora of information that might convince you that nothing is real, we're all gonna die, and this is actually a simulation, so it doesn't even matter.
I'm already feeling so existential, so like, why not just add a cherry on top? Let's do it.
The categories are unbelievable events.
Category is?
Unbelievable events. Okay. Time travelers. Yeah. Do they exist? And there being glitches in the literal matrix that we call life.
I've definitely seen some glitches myself. Oh.
Yourself?
Yeah, like pigeons just stopping midair. I've seen that.
In IRL?
Yeah, like frozen. I think I've seen one with you.
In your life?
Yeah.
Have I seen that?
I think we've seen it together outside our house.
Maybe it deleted from my brain so that I wouldn't question things, yet here I am making this episode.
Questioning things.
I'm gonna die tomorrow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first story I have is of a little girl called Frida Sophia.
Love this. I always ask Carbon to tell me bedtime stories and she never does, and now I feel like
you're welcome.
I'm getting a bedtime story, and I'm in my cozy blankie sweater.
Cue the scary music.
Got it.
On September 19th, 2017, a six-year-old girl named Frida Sophia was attending class at Enrique Rebsamen School when an earthquake struck at the school and it collapsed. The magnitude of the earthquake was 7.1. Very high on the Richter scale.
That's pretty high.
And it resulted in widespread damage and loss of life. This, of course, captured the attention from pretty much every major news channel, such as Fox, CNN, BBC, New York Times, etc. Televisa, who's Mexico's largest news network, was first to air their report that Sophia was alive, trapped under the rubble, and that she had been found using a thermal scanner. Rescue worker Raul Rodrigo Hernandez Ayala came out from the side Wednesday night and said, "Órale, wey, the girl is alive and she has vital signs."
Stop.
He's Mexican.
You're not, though.
No, but I'm edging on...
I'm edging on Mexican.
And that five more children had been located alive in the basement of the school. Rescue teams worked around the clock to try and reach the survivors. Thursday morning, a Navy officer, Admiral Jose Luis Vergara, told Televisa that there appeared to be a girl inside, but that they could not pinpoint her location. He said, "The girl is alive in there, we're pretty sure of that, but we still don't know how to get to her." Then the Navy backtracked. The Naval Secretariat said in a statement that 11 children had been rescued from the school and that the bodies of 19 children and 6 adults have been recovered, but no students were believed to still be trapped inside. The body of a 7th adult was discovered on Sunday, thought to be a schoolteacher. To complement the strangeness of this event, no one came forward as parents or family members of the child claiming to be Frida Sofia. None of the surviving staff or students knew anyone of that name, and she wasn't in the school's registry. You can even see recordings made by other news outlets that were there, and you can see a face sort of peeking out of the rubble. It just gives me like a, because you can see like a little face in there, or what looks like a face.
Yeah, it makes me wonder though, because I feel like...
But it's freaky because it's not moving.
That's what's like making it weird for me though. I feel like it's, you know, when you're laying in your bed at night and you see like your lamp or something, and then suddenly your lamp turns into a face.
Oh my God.
I'm like, is that just happening here? You know what I mean?
Perhaps.
Or is it real?
But what's interesting is that like pretty much all the major news outlets were reporting that there's a girl named Frida Sofia that is stuck in the rubble that needs to get out. And they even have...
So they knew her name.
They knew her name. And they even had like officials that were working there. Mm. Like, albeit they had been working like for like 2 days straight at this point. Like no sleep. Mm. But they were saying like they were talking to the reporters and saying, there's a little girl stuck there and we're trying to get her out. But they never got her out. Mm-hmm. The people that did get out were not her. And then nobody knew who she was, and she wasn't in the school's registry.
That's so bizarre.
Like, who is she? Where'd she come from?
Yeah, literally.
This next one is mostly a series of videos.
Okay.
But in early 2020, during a thunderstorm in the city of Bryan, Texas, there were some horrific sounding banshee-like terror screams accompanied by a series of bright, flashing white lights.
What's a banshee scream?
A banshee is like an unearthly creature that like haunts you. It's okay, I'm looking it up right now. It says a banshee is a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by screaming, wailing, shrieking, or keening.
Oh, I just got scared. I don't know why.
Did you picture it?
Yo, out of the corner of my eye, I saw it. I thought I saw the girl.
Did you? Oh my God, what?
In the door. Oh, I got fucking scared.
Don't say that.
I swear.
I'm literally scared right now.
I know. Sometimes I get squiggles in my eyes, though. Yeah. So it's okay.
Do you ever feel like something's behind you?
Yeah. All the time. So the banshee is an old Irish woman?
No. It's just folklore. Follow along. This is why you're not allowed to puff puff.
And what, like, what am I picturing here? What's the
a picture? Female creepy looking spirit,
okay,
that heralds the death of a family member and screams and wails and shrieks, and it's okay, like very loud and high pitched. Okay. Yeah?
Kind of like the girl in the bathroom in Harry Potter.
But worse.
Okay, cool.
More
cool.
Terrifying.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what's interesting about this series of events is that resident Daniel Robb was one of the first to record the event and said it started around 8:30 p.m. along with an unusually powerful thunderstorm that lasted for about an hour. The lights and screams seemed to come in and out at regular intervals, accompanied by a low-frequency rumble and additional shrieks.
Listen to this. There's a sound screaming. It's like a scream. It's so freaking loud, and it's coming from up in the air, like up there. What is that? That's so scary. It sounds like someone's screaming. That is so loud and so like eerie. It's like a banshee, blood-curdling scream. I mean, across the way here, there's no factories. There's nothing like that. So I don't, it's just it's a field. It's coming from up there. See that thing in the sky?
the day before this happened, he saw fighter jets in that same area in the sky doing who knows what.
I found that one very scary. Aliens?
Potentially aliens, right?
Witches?
Or, yeah.
Santa witches. Claus?
Santa. I think it's Santa, actually. That one's probably Santa.
That one's probably Santa.
That one definitely sounds like aliens to me, though, for real.
Right?
Like, it's like a thunderstorm, a perfect cover-up.
Yeah.
Right? Totally. And nobody's outside because it's thundering.
What's that Jordan Peele movie that we watched? The alien
vibe. Nope.
It's giving big nope vibes, this one.
Nope vibes.
Yeah, the weird weather for sure. Creepy AF. The fact that he saw like the two fighter jets there too in the exact same spot earlier in the day. Suspicious. I don't know. It could be chalked up to weird weather because you just never know. And you never know like what kind of like animals are making what kind of noises. I feel like everything can be explained. Yeah. But also, I'm prone to believe it.
Yeah, same.
You know? Okay, and throughout this process, you're trying to prove to me that Santa Claus is real? That's like the
absolutely.
Whole purpose?
Like, how can you not believe in Santa after this?
This is the conspiracy theory. Okay. Santa Claus is real.
This next one is mainly a visual one.
Okay.
This one is a very eerie video.
Okay.
And so what had happened was shop owner Serdar Serdar Benici.
That's actually, to be fair, it's a really hard name to pronounce.
Yeah, it has an apostrophe in it. I'm not sure. Anyway, from the Teleri Mahallesi district of Turkey. These are all words that I'm very, I have enough tough time.
You're doing the best you can.
Yeah, very hard to pronounce for me. Anyway, so in the district of Turkey, shop owner Serdar, let's keep it simple. It's a typical night. He stands outside of his shop when a mystery man in a black coat comes walking towards his direction. He does not see the man because he is facing his shop and his back is to the sidewalk where the man is walking. This man walks towards him and gives him an unassuming tap on the shoulder. He just goes and just continues to walk away. When he feels this tap on the shoulder, he immediately turns around to see who had just tapped him. As he turns around, he sees this giant Turkish truck called a lorry driving into his view. From the back of the truck swings open a gigantic metal gate towards his face.
Like the door on the back of the truck?
The door on the back.
Okay, it's and like swinging open?
Swinging open, just, and he like dives out of the way and it just barely misses him by like an inch or two.
Holy shit.
Right after that happens, he's completely shocked and stunned. You can see it in his face in the video. And he immediately starts looking around for who had just tapped him on the shoulder and potentially saved his life. But it turns out that the man that had tapped him has completely vanished. This was all caught on CCTV footage from the shop itself. So it's really eerie stuff. And many people speculate that this could be a time traveler, someone from the future, or even Serdar himself.
I'm skeptical. I feel like maybe it's just someone who was walking down the street saw like a truck coming out of control and then tap.
What an unassuming tap, though.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like, hey, look out for that truck. It was just like...
It was just like a doot-doot.
It was like a little bop.
Yeah.
A little boop. As if like... he knew him, you know? But like, he just kept walking away and
kept
never
walking
came
away,
back.
And he was like in front of the danger. Like
he didn't even see it coming. Like he didn't even look back to see that there was danger.
Yeah.
He was in front of the truck when he was walking, gave him a tap, walked away. And that alerted him, this Serdar guy, to like dodge out of the way. But if it hadn't been for that tap, it would have gotten him right on the head.
Yeah, that's actually wild.
Time traveler?
this person does have the same body type, I will say. It's like, it looks like...
Yeah, what if it's him?
It's interesting, the time traveling, like him from a different time, is an interesting theory though, because if you were a time traveler, you wouldn't want the other person to know that it was you.
Exactly.
So you would...
Hence keep walking.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. This one has me intrigued, I will tell you.
Right? I'm going to stay on this time traveler theme that we've got going on here because it's the most perplexing and for me the most fun. So the next one is about a plane.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the year.
1955.
Okay.
Ready for my voice?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In July of 1955, Pan Am Flight 914, filled with 57 passengers, was en route to Miami from New York City Airport. The flight, however, never landed in Miami. In fact, it never landed at all. The plane had seemingly disappeared without a trace of wreckage or even a distress signal. Years passed and people eventually wrote it off as an unsolved mystery. However, in Airport Caracas, Venezuela, 1992, air traffic controllers noticed a plane in the sky that oddly wasn't showing up on their radar. As it got closer, they noticed the plane was an older model that hadn't been used in many years. Air traffic control radioed in with the pilot of the plane and asked him to identify the plane. The pilot replied that it was Flight 914, ready to touch down in Miami. The plane had somehow traveled off course 1,200 miles south from Miami to Venezuela and 37 years into the future. When the plane landed, airport staff reported seeing passengers through the airplane windows that were all looking out their windows wearing old-fashioned clothing with a perplexed look on their face by the sight of modern-day aircrafts on the tarmac. The pilot used the radio again to speak to traffic control and asked them to confirm the date, and they were told it was May 21st, 1992. The pilot opened the cockpit window and started to wave at the ground crew, asking them to clear the runway, saying he needed to leave immediately. As he waved around his arms, a piece of paper fell to the ground from the clipboard that he was holding. Instantly,
you can open an airplane window?
Apparently, I actually didn't know this. Perhaps that's just an older model from 1955.
Wow.
But as he waved his arms, a piece of paper fell to the ground, and immediately he took off, and the plane was never again to be seen. The page that had fallen from the clipboard was a calendar marked with the year 1955.
Huh? This is giving the Netflix show Manifest.
Totally.
Big Manifest vibes.
I feel like this is probably where they got it from,
probably.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds dead on. I would love to see this version, though, where it's like 37 years, though, because that one was just like 5 years or something.
Well, how do you explain this, though?
That's wild. I wish they stayed and got off.
Like, where did they go? And been tested by labs.
Where did they go?
I don't know. Where'd they come from? Where'd they go? Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
The plane was never seen again. Like, if they were to have taken, for example, a wormhole or some sort of, like, portal.
Yeah.
How would he have known how to find it again, this pilot? And, like,
if they ever did, though.
If they ever did find it, it could have just sunk into the ocean.
That's so
weird. I don't think they even refueled.
No. But maybe it just hasn't happened yet. Maybe they've gone even further into the future.
Maybe it hasn't landed yet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What if when they land, it's like 3032?
Wild.
This is a real report.
Where do you see this? Where do you find this?
Facebook Marketplace.
I'm nearly convinced that Santa's real.
Yeah. It's like I'm making an argument. Right?
You are. Can you know? How many more we got?
The last bit that I want to show is less of a story and more so just like visuals. So there's been a lot of like birds and planes getting captured on camera that were like stuck in midair. So
I seen this shit.
Yeah, exactly. And some of them is like, even I could debunk it and give like a rational explanation.
Yeah.
So there's like planes that are landing, for example, and people usually film it like in their cars because I guess, you know, planes land near highways and whatnot.
Yeah.
So people are usually in their cars and they're filming it. But the problem with that is that they're both moving in a direction. So it's really difficult to tell if it actually is standing still or or if just like the direction that you're both moving in is playing an optical illusion on you and you're both moving and it's you're fine.
I will say we've seen a pigeon stuck in midair before.
It's freaking weird.
Frozen. We've seen that together.
I have. I actually, it's coming back to me now.
Down on the street.
It's coming back to me and it was freaking weird.
It was so weird.
It's glitching. Why is it always birds? What do birds know?
Birds are weird.
Birds are weird. What? Why? What
birds
are they
have
doing?
Something to do with
they're
the Matrix,
definitely up to something.
Sure.
Like they're up to something. Maybe they're spies. Mm-hmm. Maybe the pigeons that they're like blah, 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 and they seem super mindless, and you're like, frick, pigeon, you don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. What if they know
everything? They know a lot. I think they know everything.
I think they know everything. So I'm just gonna show you a couple clips of like two of planes stuck in the air. And the reason that I chose these specific ones is because the camera and the people behind the camera are like they're standing still. They're not moving in a car. So it's less of like an illusion and more like plausible for it to be like stuck in midair.
Okay, let's see this. I feel like after all of your research done here, we're going to get like the wookest Google recommendations.
Look at the first one.
All right, everybody sees me walking. I'm walking. Look. This plane... Is it moving? It's not moving.
When she's standing still, the banner's not moving, and the plane's not moving.
That's some weird shit.
That's really weird, right?
Yeah.
Next one is one of a bird frozen in midair. This one's really freaky. Like, what? It's not even flapping its wings or nothing. It's like mid-flap. That's really weird, man. All the other birds... are flying around it. Why is this one stuck? And there's like people there that are like perplexed. And look at that one. That bird just flew by.
It seems like gravity isn't even affecting it, which is the wildest part.
Like
this, how could it be frozen like that? It's
impossible. I don't get it. This is really strange. And the whole video is just like, it's just that. Later in the video, a car comes in and this man has a broom that he's holding and he's going to try to hit the bird. Watch. Look at that. And then it just flaps. And then what? Now it's facing like a completely different direction and it's still like floating. And he taps it again and it flaps and then it just floats.
Huh?
And then it what? It seems like it's trapped in like an invisible shield or something.
Yeah. Do they ever get it down?
That's what I'm going to see. Look. Oh, it's down.
Finally.
It's down. But like that bird knows something.
Have you ever seen that video online of, like, the floating broomstick?
No.
There's a weird video of this person. There's, like, a floating broomstick just in there.
That's really freaky.
Similar to this.
I don't like that. But you know what I like about something like a plane or a bird? It's that you capture it doing its thing. A broomstick somebody could have placed and created some sort of illusion. But a bird, you can't really, like, place it in the middle of the street with, like...
No, that's very weird.
You know? And then it just flies away at the end?
No,
so there was like no strings on it, like that was
freaky.
Fact
that the person poked it really debunked anything. That was
the person poking it was like I was like I'm sold.
Yeah,
this bird is glitching.
That's wild.
Here's another one. This one's like a flock of birds, and it's very sudden.
This happens. A flock of black birds swirl to the ground. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. Hundreds of the birds appear like a plume of black smoke. A moment later, many of them fly off, but lots are killed on impact. The video was caught on a surveillance camera in Mexico.
This expert dude says that his best guess is that like a hawk or other predator like dropped down on the flock and then that's what made them like fall so hard to the ground. But like...
That's kind of wild though.
I feel like birds don't do that.
I don't know about
that. And that this is like hundreds, I think. This looks like hundreds of birds.
What would
your theory be? At the same time falling to the ground and it's like they smash in.
Yeah.
Like so... You can see there like dozens and dozens are like... they're not moving anymore. Like they're dead.
What's your theory about it?
My theory is that birds know something and they've been sent here
by Santa Claus
to spy on us to see if we've been naughty or nice.
Yes. Great full circle moment.
So this is how he knows.
Oh, yeah. He's got
a flock of birds, an army, if you will, watching everybody. And that's how he knows. That's how he sees you when you're sleeping. That's how he knows when you're awake. And that's how he knows if you've been bad or good.
Goodness sake.
Do you think we're living in a simulation?
I don't like to think about this stuff. So it's really good that we're thinking about it right now. I do think there's some weird, freaky, deaky stuff going on.
Some weird stuff.
I think time is something that we do not fully understand.
No.
Like how time actually works.
No, we don't get that at all.
And I bet, though, that in thousands of years, we do figure it out.
You think? I don't even know if we'll make it to thousands of years.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
fair. Like at the rate we're going, we got like 20.
Yeah, maybe Jeff Bezos will figure it out on the moon, though.
He will not figure it. He's not a smart dude.
No.
Like, he knows how to market.
Maybe he'll, like, pay people to figure it out.
He's not smart. He can hire people to figure it out.
Yeah, that's what I mean by he'll figure it out. Yeah. I feel like humanity or a higher version of us knows how it works eventually.
I don't know if we'll ever know how it works until we're dead.
I'm okay with that. Maybe in another dimension, we know how it works. Maybe in another dimension, humanity isn't so shitty.
Do you think there's time travel? Do you think there's other dimensions? Do you think it's a simulation?
I don't think we're in a simulation. I really do believe that the Earth and everything natural within it works together for a reason, and it is real. I feel strongly about the fact that I feel like the Earth is real.
Okay.
But I think all of these things are to do with time.
You think so?
Yes. And I do think that there's some freaky-ish happening that is unexplainable. Mm-hmm. But I feel like our world is real. I don't feel like I'm like plugged into a Matrix style kind of thing. I don't feel like I'm in a video game. I don't feel like I'm in a simulation, but I do feel like there's like some wild
freaky stuff
happening, and it has to do with time, and it has to do with higher consciousness. What are your thoughts?
Really, it's anyone's guess.
It is. It's a guess. Yeah. And it's mainly just based on how I feel in my interactions with the earth and nature.
Yeah. I would say that there's more to it than just like what I just presented to you. Like, mm-hmm. if you bring up like the piece about aliens, or if you bring up the piece about like ghosts, for example, mm-hmm. I feel like if those are possible, which I believe they're possible, I think that definitely time traveling or time warping in theory would be possible. Like, to me, it makes just as much sense, or just mm-hmm. as little sense. Multiple dimensions, I think, are also possible. But then multiple dimensions kind of make me feel like the simulation piece, mm-hmm. because like, what if there's like 5,000 different like trial runs of the exact same thing happening at once? Mm. That freaks me out. You're like, nope, can't be real, because I'm scared.
I don't like that idea, but the whole bird thing, like those kinds of glitches, makes me feel like I am. On that note,
So that is the podcast for today. Please let us know if you think that we are living in a simulation, or if you actually think something else. I would actually love to know your thoughts as to what you think this life even is. Make sure you subscribe, because we're going to be coming out with more videos, perhaps another conspiracy theory if you like this.
Edible episode. Interact with the video, engage with it. If you like this one, if you want us to do it again, prompt Carbon, because it takes a little bit of work to do all that.
Thank you all so much for watching / listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Peace.